Hello, amazing entrepreneur. It's Tash Corbin here, and welcome to another episode of the Heart Centered Business Podcast. This is episode number 209, which means all the relevant links and show notes can be found at tashcorbin.com/209. In today's episode, we're going to answer the question, can launching ruin your business? And the answer is actually yes, but here's how to tell whether it's going to ruin your business specifically. Let's jump on in. I'm Tash Corbin, and this is the Heart Centered Business Podcast. It is so alluring to leap into group programs, courses, selling membership programs, doing big launches, stop trading dollars for hours. You know, there's so much messaging out there that tells us that the only way to really scale your business is to get into doing big launches, to be selling group programs, to be investing tens of thousands in Facebook ads and getting really high numbers of people joining your programs or really high ticket sales amounts. And the sad truth is that whilst it is really fun and exciting, and launching is one of my favorite things to do, for many businesses, it can also be very derailing. And for some people, it has marked the end of their business. One failed launch has actually put them at the point where they need to go back and get a job or find other means of supporting themselves financially because the launch wasn't successful enough to sustain their business. So we want to make sure that your business is ready for launching to ensure that it's not going to ruin your business. And I know I'm using very specific and direct language here, but I have seen way too many women go from having a sort of sustainable income from their business to completely decimating themselves financially by leaping into launches way too soon. So I want you to make sure that you are feeling very confident that launching is going to be the right decision for your business and that your business will be able to survive the launch process as well. So here are the four key things that I think you need in order to be ready to launch. And if you don't have them specifically, some backup that you might be able to have instead. So, first and foremost, your business really needs to be financially viable, even if the launch flops. So one of the examples that I have is a person who wasn't a client of mine, but I knew her in the online space, and she was making $3,000 to $4,000 a month by selling her VIP services. And she really wanted to launch a $2,000 group program course, very similar to what the big names are doing out there. And she had hired a launch specialist for $4,500, and they had come up with a launch budget of $15,000. So they were going to spend $15,000 on Facebook ads and ads management, as well as the setup of the online course and program, and all of the copywriting, copy editing. They were doing professional videos, like they're going to do a proper big launch. Now, the really sad truth of the matter is that 3 months later, that beautiful friend of mine had a $20,000 credit card debt and no income in her business. She no longer had any VIP clients because she had spent so long focused on selling her group program. And after investing all of that money and that time, even with a launch specialist working with her, she only made 4 sales of her program, which was $8,000. It was not enough to recoup even the slightest part of her costs. And she had to go back to working in her regular job while supporting those 4 clients through a group program that was designed to have 50 to 100 clients in it. So you really want to make sure that your business is still financially viable, even if that first launch doesn't go to plan. And I always recommend that you don't invest more than you can afford. And I really don't recommend going into debt for launching. I know that some people have done it with great success, but for myself, having seen as many failures or even more failures than I've seen than successes, you really want to make sure that you have confidence that your launch is actually going to work. Not because you've got the best minds in the business on it, but because you know you have an audience who are ready, willing, and able to invest in the outcome that you're offering. And the sad truth is, for a lot of people, they try to use outsourcing to industry experts and industry leaders in order to skip some of the steps that it takes to grow your business and grow your audience. And for some people, as I said, it does work, but for some people, it doesn't. And it is a big risk to take. So one of the things that I do when I'm working with people on launching and working out when they're going to be ready to launch is setting some income targets from other income sources. So for example, I am actually working with a VIP client at the moment, and our first phase of working together is to get her to 10K months with VIP clients, just getting 3 to 4 VIP clients a month in the door so that she knows she's got a good solid income to be able to support herself financially, put some money away for the future launches in her business. And even when she launches her group program, which is going to be coming in the next couple of months, she will be able to continue to bring on board and be making money through her VIP clients. So even if that launch does not succeed, her business will still be sustaining itself and sustaining her. And she'll be able to learn from whatever happens in that launch, whether it's successful or not, but she won't be putting herself into financial risk or ruin by jumping in and spending money that she doesn't have, or spending tomorrow's money, which I see a lot of people doing. So that's number one, is making sure that your business is financially viable, even if this launch may flop. Now, the beautiful thing for me is that for most people that I work with, especially on their first few launches, we don't invest significantly in Facebook ads. There's not a huge financial investment in that launch process. We use all organic strategies. We use all organic list growth and audience building strategies, and we have a nice long runway to do that. So when it comes to actually the launch process, they only need to sell 2 or 3 spaces for it to be a profitable launch. That's an even better way of doing that launch process, but I won't go into that in detail. Just I would ask that you make sure your business will still be financially viable even if the launch doesn't result in the sales you were expecting. Number two is the capacity to the launch and deliver the program. So many people see the jump into group programs as so sexy because they are getting more money and it's going to take them less time to actually deliver that product or service. So whereas they might sell a 10-hour package for $2,000, but that's paying them $200 an hour for delivery, they might sell a 10-module program with 10 live group calls for $1,000. And if they sell 10 spots, they're getting paid more and more per hour that they put into delivering that program. So it feels like a really sexy proposition for them. But in order to sell group programs, there takes more time in the launching process and the sales process in order to get the people in the door in the first place. So where it might take 1 to 2 hours of marketing activities and maybe a 15-minute VIP chat to get someone signed up as a VIP client with you, in order to launch a group program and to run those really big scalable launches, you need to put tens, if not hundreds of hours into the pre-launch and launch activities. So when you add it all up, really, a lot of people think that going into delivering group programs is going to be a better financial return on investment on their time, and it actually ends up being the opposite. So you just want to make sure you've got capacity to be involved in the launch process and putting together the creation of the program or whatever it might be, the creation of the launch materials, facilitating that launch. We know that the more present and connected you are during a launch, the higher the conversion rates. If you only have an hour a week to spare and you think you can launch a group program in an hour a week, you're gonna be really sadly mistaken, and that launch is not gonna perform as well as you think, or you're gonna burn yourself out, or by the time it comes to the program actually starting, you're gonna be so burnt out you can't deliver for the people who've purchased. So really check in with yourself honestly about what your capacity is to create and deliver the program and to launch and market it as well, because people underestimate the time and energy that goes into launches, especially the first few. Because in the first few, you're writing all your emails from scratch, you're writing your sales page from scratch, you don't know what questions people are going to ask, you're delivering your webinars and dealing with questions on the fly, you're probably going to have to do more Facebook Lives to answer questions, you're going to have to do live updates to your sales page to answer questions you didn't even think to include on the sales page. All of those things take time and energy, and if you don't have capacity to do that, or capacity for you and your team to do that together, then unfortunately it means your launch probably isn't going to be as successful as you thought it would be. So number two is capacity to launch and to create and deliver. Number three is proof of concept and value proposition. And this is where I see a lot of people when they're first starting a business jump straight into launching courses and products, and they are trial and erroring for years and years before they ever get to profitability. It is so much easier to prove that people are willing to pay for your thing by getting it out in front of people as quickly and effectively as possible. So having proof of concept that people are willing to pay for this outcome, that people see the value proposition in what it is that you're selling, is much sexier than winging it on the fly and not knowing yet and trying to work out whether people actually do see that value proposition by being knee deep in your launch and you've already spent $10,000 on Facebook ads. So find ways that you can organically get that proof of concept and that value proposition sorted before you jump into launching. And then the fourth thing that helps you to launch without necessarily putting your business at risk is having an existing audience. Now, this is not mandatory because you can buy an audience by using Facebook ads and other advertising methodologies to get in front of more audiences. But truth be told, you convert way higher with existing warmer audiences than you convert with cold audiences who are hearing about you for the first time during your launch. So it is in your best interest to look at making sure that you are growing your audience as much as possible before you go into that launch process, because you are creating a larger and larger warm audience of people who are more likely to buy than any of the cold leads that you bring in during that launch process. So there you have it, my four tips on how to tell if your business is ready for launch and whether launch might ruin your business. And I have a beautiful freebie for you as well. So if you think, okay, I've got a few of those pieces in place, or maybe you've got all of them, now it's time for me to create and launch that online course, I actually have a free in-depth training for you that helps you do exactly that. You can map out your plan, have a really great launch plan. That's an extra bonus tip for you. A great launch plan can be the difference between a launch that rocks your business and a launch that ruins your business. So in Create and Launch Your Online Course, I don't just go through the course creation process, I also go through launch planning, launch preparation, and executing your launch as well. So you've got it all mapped out in front of you all at once. You can go and find the link to Create and Launch Your Online Course over with the show notes for today's episode at tashcorbin.com/209. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the Heart Centered Business Podcast. As always, the conversation continues over in our beautiful community. Come on over to Heart Centered Soul Driven Entrepreneurs. Jump on in using the hashtag podcastAha. Let me know you've been listening to episode number 209 and let's keep the conversation going. Do you have any follow up questions? Do you have any light bulbs that just pinged for you about whether you are ready to create and launch online courses? Come on over, let's continue that conversation. And until next time, I cannot wait to see you shine. Bye for now. Would you like more tips, tools, and resources to help you grow your heart-centered business? Head to tashcorbin.com today.